Okay, so what I wanted to do with this was really just to sum up Lechi issues. I originally wanted to do Lechi and Kara issues, but with all the special programs and Shiurim and whatnot, Sunday night, Monday night, Bechule, I count myself lucky that I got through Lechi, and hopefully it'll all be clear. So, first of all, just the word Lechi, I'm assuming you saw the Ramah, right? The Ramah says, Hakarash Ha'achad, I brought it in Source Aleph, is Hakarash Ha'achad is Lucha. So Lechi is Luach, translation of Keresh, aboard. However, the Maharal in Source Base, I'm going to just tell you these rather than read it through inside. It's not such a, you can see it inside. But he argues that there's actually a difference between the word Pas and the word Lechi. And he said Lechi is like the jawbone, like Loa Zroa Lechayayim and Keva. And it's the jawbone by the entrance of the mouth. And so too, this is at your entrance to the Mavli. So he says that's where we're getting Lechi from, not board, but rather jawbone. Okay, interesting. So the Gemara in Erevin is our critical source for understanding the nature of what a Lechi is, with the question of whether the Lechi is a Mechitza. And that's the debate in Source Gimel. I skipped a bunch of it, but the debate about whether Lechi, about the status of a Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav, a Lechi that was not set up as a Lechi, but rather it's simply there. Say Itmar in Source Gimel. Erevin Tesvav. Lechi Ha'omid Me'elav Abaye Omer Havi Lechi Rav Omer Lo Havi Lechi. Abaye says a Lechi that's there on its own is a Lechi. Rava says no, it doesn't count. Dot, dot, dot. The Mechitza is Kuli Amalop. Everybody agrees that the if you have a mechitza that's there on its own, it qualifies as mechitza. That's not a problem. It is an issue for Hoka Fladira, but that's not our discussion. The kipligi belechi. The question is, what about a lechi? Abaye l'tam meita omar lechi mishum mechitza mechitza so you may lehavi mechitza. Abaye says lechi equals mechitza. A naturally occurring mechitza is a mechitza, so a naturally occurring lechi is a lechi. V'rava l'tam meita omar lechi mishum heker. Whereas Rava disagrees and says, no, the point of the Lechi is to make a mark at the entrance of the Mavui that people will know this is where we're going. We're entering a Mavui. So if you do it, if you actually create one, that's your reminder. If not, there's no reminder because it's just there naturally. And the Gemara brings several different sources to work this out. Tashma, Avne Geder Hayotzes Min Hageder Mubdala Zumizu Pachas Mishlosha Eitz Haruch Lechi Acher. If I have a wall, a stone wall, and there are stones that protrude, they have gaps of less than three tefach between them, so Lovet closes the gaps. No need for another lechi. If there are gaps of shlosha, then you need another lechi. So doesn't that show that a lechi haomei mei love? We assume these stones were not left there as a lechi. The stones protrude on their own, so the and yet they count as a lechi. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe you built them for that purpose. If so, then it's obvious they count as a lechi. No, I might have viewed them as part of what you're going to use to add to the building. Second source, Tashmada Tani Rabbi Chia, Kosel Shetzido Echad Kanus Mechabero. If you have a wall, and one end of the wall is actually Kanus, Kanus in the center, that it is narrower than the other. So that, what you have, if you and you saw the various diagrams for it, you have your U, but one of the walls of the U is, it thins out towards the end. Whether that means that it thins out on the internal side or the outside, or the external side, right? Bein shenira mibachutz v'shab v'bifnim. Whether it is equal, it's the wall is the wall is not narrow out on the internal side of it, but rather the external side, and therefore it's only visible that it's different on the outside. Or it is visible on the inside. That's where the narrowing is taking place. On the outside, it all seems even. Either way, nido mishum lachi counts as a lachi. To which the Gemara answers, it's also where it was made for that purpose, and therefore it's not called a lachi ha'omei me'elav, even though the narrowing, I think, is part of the wall naturally. No, we're actually not talking about that. We're talking about where the wall was designed in that way. And once again, then what are you teaching me? You're teaching me an entirely different lesson about Nira b'bifnim b'shava b'bachutz, Nira b'chutz b'shava b'bifnim, to teach me that even if it's only visible that this part of the wall is different, if that is only visible from the outside, it still counts as a lechi, which is a point we have to come back to. Yeah.
The way that you explain Nira b'bifnim.
Yes.
How does Rashi explain it differently there than it does later on?
Right, Rashi gives two different explanations for Nira b'chutz v'shava b'bifnim. Right, this one is Tesvav, right?
So
as opposed to Tes, right.
that's not the way it sounded necessarily. It sounded like, maybe I'm sorry, that it was them. You flipped the lid to the blank spot and
so Nero, that what you have there in your picture looks to me like Nero mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fim, no?
Right, but yeah. I thought maybe I just misunderstood what you said. I thought you were saying this.
That is Nero mi b'fim. I'm sorry. No. You're correct. This is Nero mi b'fim.
Oh, I thought this was Nero.
They're both Nero mi b'fim. Oh, because you're all right. You're getting a step beyond where I am right now. Right now, I'm only going through this with a discussion of mechitza, of lechi mishum mechitza. But what you're talking about there is what we have to come to when we discuss the different issues of Nero mi b'fim, shav mi b'chutz, and Nero from the halal, Nero from the outside, Nero outside, not connected to the halal. So what you're asking is good, but we're not there yet.
So this one, don't even worry about
it. Don't care. I don't care. I do not care at this stage. My only question right now is Alechi and Mechitza. The issues of where it has to be visible is when we have to come to. Tashma, and it gives us the third source. The Rav of Yosef Ba'umavua, Rav is in the alleyway, in the street. Have a Yosef Rav Huna Kameh, Rav Huna is in front of him. Amar L'shan Ezeel Aisi Likuza Demayo. And he says, bring me a jug of water. Hadasa, before he gets there, Nafalachia, the lechi collapses. He signals to him with his hand. Come Aduchte, he stands still. Amar L'Rav Huna, L'sava L'mar L'smo Chadigla. Rav Huna says, why don't you rely on the palm tree? Amar, I'm Rabbanan. Come on to the parshi in Shishmaisa. He says, you don't know anything. Misam chin aleme esmol. Did we rely on that from the day before? End of statement. So time of the lo samchinon. The reason why you won't use it is because we weren't so meich. The problem is not that it's only me'elav. The problem is not this wasn't built as a lechi. The problem is we didn't anticipate using it from beforehand. Ha samchinon havi lechi. But if I do anticipate it, even though the lechi was not made qua lechi, it'll still be valid. Lema abayi v'rava b'delo samchin alei pligi. Ha samchin alei hava lechi ayedin ap l'rava. So is the debate only where they didn't expect to use it? But if they expected to use it, even if it was only me'elav, nonetheless, Rava will agree it's valid. Lo sakedaitach, don't think that. And so on, Vayter in the Gemara, even there, Rava would disagree. As a matter of halacha, the Shulchan Aruch accepts lechi ha'ome me'elav, assuming they are so meich beforehand, right? I brought it for you in source Dalet from Shin Samach Gimel Yud Aleph. Bil lo asau l'shem lechi, even if the physical structure was not placed there as a lechi, elishin is dami lo sham me'elav. It just ended up there. Kosher. Ubilvad she yismachu alav me'er of Shabbos, as long as they expected to use it from before Shabbos. And again, we have to talk about what expecting to use it means. That's not our point right now. The Avalosam Chola Meir of Shabbos, and they didn't expect to use it from Friday. Kigosha Yasham Lechi Acher Benafal B'Shabbos. He gives you one example. There was a Lechi there before, and that was the one you were using, and then it collapsed on Shabbos. Ubam Achshav Lismo Chalzeh. Now we want to use this one. Lo, that doesn't work. That's the statement of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham notes in source Hay, the fact that we're willing to use a lechi ha'omen me'elav teaches me that lechi is in fact mechitza, and that's why it works. It's a mechitza and it's me'elav. Now, calling it a mechitza still leaves open a question: is it a mechitza mideoraisa, such that it would create a rishus hayachid, and you're going to be chay if you throw into it from a rishus harabim, or is it only a mechitza miderabanan? So the Rambam seems to consider De'oraisa as the fourth mechitza. If I have three walls and then the lechi, that counts as a fourth wall. Take a look at source Vav, our classic Rambam, Arba Rishiyos LeShabbos, and when he defined Rishus Hayachid, he includes at the end Mavoz Sheyesh Len Shlosh Aksalim Velechi Beruach Revius. Three walls plus a lechi. That's Rishus Hayachid De'oraisa according to the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chanana likewise in source Zion. When the Gemara says Mechshiru Balechi, right? So he says Halechi b'makom mechitzos hashuv. The lechi is considered like a mechitza. V'nimtzavo arba mechitzos. And thanks to this lechi, you have four walls. Leficha chazorik mirishus harabim l'socho chayiv. And therefore, one who throws from the rishus harabim into this area is going to be chayiv. So as a fourth wall, this is going to count. The lechi is going to count mideoraisa. Okay. Rashi, on the other hand, disagrees. Rashi says that it's a that even as a third mechitza, it's going to count midoraisa. And there are other Rishonim who say likewise, found in the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Shin Samach Beis. But take a look at Rashi, source, Ches, where Rashi writes on that same Gemara, Rabbeinu Hanan, al Erev, and Yud Beis, Amud Beis, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Ukasava Shlosha Mechitzas De'oraisa. Three mechitzas are sufficient, and he's counting the lechi as the third wall. And so it's brought in the Sha'arat Tzion in Shin Samach Gimel Chaf Dalet. However, the Bir Halacha says not so fast. It depends on the structure of your mavui. Are we talking about a mavui that is mefulash? The Bir Halacha is in source test. V'dai, he says, you got to know. De'ein naf gemina l'dei azu m'shtei mechitzas hayu k'min gam m'shtei mechitzas hayu zu k'neged zu. He says it doesn't matter whether the two walls are like the gamma, right angle, or whether they are in parallel to each other. The gamma is a mikrushus hayachid min haTorah. Either way, it'll be rushus hayachid kimin shiyesh l'od lechi, since he has this additional lechi that makes his third wall. Skipping the parentheses, achein im rushus harabim mahaleches bein hamachitzos. If there are two parallel walls with a lechi, and it's rushus harabim going in between them, then muchach shabbos davav mebeis to the kuliyam alo mahani b'zeh alechi l'shabi rushus hayachid. Then your rushus hayachid is not going to make it. Your lechi is not going to make it into rushus hayachid because rabim boken bein hamachitzos. Your rushus harabim is running right through it. Us rabim, we don't like that. So the Bir Halacha says if the mavui has a rushus harabim running through it, then no one is going to think, not even Rashi, that this actually converts it into a Rishus HaYachid. That's the idea. The same thing is found in the Me'iri. I brought you the Me'iri in source Yud. U'mavoy shein roi l'shituf. Kigon, mavoy ha'mafulosh, shechsheru b'lechi o'bekorah, ein ze Rishus HaYachid. V'azorek l'selcho patur. Right? He says it's not going to work. It's not really a hechsher for the mavi mefulash in the first place. We will not view this as a mavi with three walls. Granted, we told you that lechi equals mechitza. That's only mavi sasum. That's not a mavi mefulash. When you have the Rishus HaRabim going through it, it will not be a biblical fourth wall. For more on this, see the Bir Halacha, as well as the Chazon Ish Ayin Dalet Yud Beis. It's page 232 of the PDF of the Chazon Ish Moed. But that's number one. It is a mechitza. It is a mechitza midoraisa as the fourth wall. It is a mechitza midoraisa as the third wall too, according to Rashi and certain other Rishonim. But only if it's a mavui sasum, not if what you're well, it's not sasum, but if it's a mavui that doesn't have Rishus HaRabim running through it. Everybody is going to agree that it's not a full mechitza, no matter what your structure of your mavui. Alechi is not a full mechitza, and the best evidence of this is the Shulchan Aruch that I brought you in Yud Aleph, which is coming from a Tosfos in Erev and Nuntasim and Aleph Kiman, where he talks about the case of a lechi that you put up not at the end of the mavui, but in the middle of the mavui. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hem et lechi be'emtza hamavui." If you put up the lechi midway along the mavui, "Im yesh chatzer mehalechi v'lachutz." If there is a chatzer that's beyond the lechi, meaning coming off of the mavui past the lechi, "V'asu gamachitzonim lechi l'rosh hamavui." And the people who live in that outer chatzer made their own lechi at the end of the mavui. Right? You can imagine what we're talking about, right? You can visualize this. David, are you with me? So osrim elu al elu ad she'ar v'yachad. So each one has its own domain, unless they do an eruv jointly. But the point is, the point is that we say it's possible to be ma'ariv together. Right? If the lechi really was a mechitza, then you couldn't be ma'ariv together. The fact that you're able to be ma'ariv together teaches me that this lechi, even though we say it's a mechitza, isn't really a full-blown mechitza. The Aruch HaShulchan says this explicitly in Shin Samach Gimel Nun Beis. Yeah?
Is that a fundamental weakness in the lechi, or is it since we're Dilati and she, you wouldn't, or I guess you could have a wall in the middle of it.
Yeah, sure you could. No, it's privacy. We decided that we want to...
You just have a door.
Yeah, sure you could. And beginning above a basra, you know, as long as you have four amos on each side, sure we do. Not only is the lechi like a mechitza in terms of certain advantages, it also has the disadvantages of a mechitza. That which will disqualify a mechitza will potentially disqualify the lechi. I mean, two examples that we know of, and then one that Nesiva Shabbos wonders about, which I think is a good question. The first disqualification is if it shakes in the wind. right? Just like we spent a lot of time in the Shir on Tempore Mechitzos, Sors Yid Beis, right? Shin Samach Gimel, hey, Lechi Di Nashib Beziko Lo Matzikai Lo Chashiv Lechi. If the wind were to blow, it wouldn't stand, that's not called a Lechi. And the Magen Avraham says, just like the Mechitza, just like the Tzuras HaPesach, it's no good if it shakes in the wind. The Magen Avraham is Shin Samach Gimel Dal, the Mishnah Berurah is Shin Samach Gimel Chaf. However, there are two leniencies, one of which I found very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan notes, we accept minor shaking, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Shin Samach Gimel Chaf Aleph, I don't know why he wouldn't say the same thing for a Mechitza. Maybe he does, but he says it regarding Lechi Davka here. Nirali Dim HaLechi Lamata Eino Misnaneya. If the Lechi bottom 10 tefach is not shifting, it's nailed in. It's tied well to the wall. We're going to talk about where its strength comes from, the wall to which it's attached. But right now you see an example of it. And therefore it doesn't shake until you get to the 10 tefach point. But because it's so tall, the top is going to sway. In such a case, he says, kosher. The dal mashalamala. Just remove whatever was above, nishir gamkin shir lech, and you have a valid lech. So I don't know why you wouldn't say the same thing for a machitza. But he makes the point regarding the lech. Maybe it's more common regarding the lech.
Does he not say anything by machitza, or he says the opposite?
I don't recall him making any such comment regarding machitza. Did you see anything like this?
No.
Yeah, it might just be, because it's more likely to happen for a lech. I can't see any reason why you wouldn't see that.
Where we say that dal mashalamala by mechitzos, or we've seen it by Torah Sepesa.
Well, we never had any reason to do it for mechitza.
Right.
Like, why would I? You know, this is this it. I would assume you would. And then there's a third leniency, and this is the one that we just hinted at in the Mishnah Berurah, and that is the attachment to the pole. There's a very interesting question in terms of what exactly this is doing in the spot that it's in the Shulchan Aruch. But but take a look at what I brought you here in Yudalid, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Lechi afilu shvarim v'shivrei shvarim k'sherim bo, even bits, you know, little bits of lechi separated will be valid, and meaning you're going to attach them to whatever the wall is. That's the idea of broken pieces. They're not floating in the air. The Rama writes, V'lacheno sin lechi misid tachui v'kosel. So the Rama writes on that, that's why you're allowed to use lime smeared along the wall. U'bilvachi yizaher shalo yismacha yorsim mishalosh laretz, as long as it doesn't get knocked out within three tefach of the ground from dogs and pigs and whatnot rubbing against it, as the different achronim write. So he gets this from the Hagos Mamonios to Hilchos Shabbos Yudzayin Yud Gimel, who is getting it in turn from, or is parallel to, Tosos Erevin Peyamud Beis Aval, to say you're allowed to draw on the strength of the pole. In other words, the Chiddush of saying you can use pieces that are stuck to the wall. The Sid is, right, so the Sid, well, the Sid has multiple aspects to the Sid. Correct. But the idea that you're able to use pieces that are stuck to the pole in the first place is saying you're allowed to make use of the strength of the pole. That's what it's based on. The Taz says on this that's not true. He says only Tzuras HaPesach, not Lechi as a Hechsher Mavui. Take a look at Tezvav. He says, V'afagav did that, I assume that's Sefer HaTruma. Kasav, delechi di nashe bezika lo koi pasul. Even though we say that if the lechi would be blown in the wind, it's pasul. Oh, it's a Sif Hei. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Okay. Good. Sif Hei. Right. Sefer HaTruma wouldn't have been bad. V'kan vadai hasid lo matzi koi. And here, the Sid is not going to stand. If you would take the Sid on its own, it wouldn't stand. He's applying it to the Sid discussion. That disqualification is where the lechi is on its own. What we, in other words, have been talking about. Hechsher mavoi. Deboi shiur katsas. It has to have a shiur. Aval hacha masha'osin misid machle. But when we're doing it out of lime, hainu b'tzuras ha-pesach. It doesn't make a difference. He says it's only Tzuras HaPesach that you can do the lime thing for. The Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Mordechai, says, I'm sorry, that's not true. Tezayin, he says, Tzarech Yom Gadol Alataz, Shekasav Desid Eino Al Tzuras HaPesach, Lo Lelech Yain Sham, Uva Mordechai, Jumas Adeshim, Mefurash HaHifuch. So I say, sorry, it's not true.
The Talmud is just saying that because it Torah to Pesach is more substantial. So it just
by nature, it's maybe
all starved together, and it
could be.
Works.
Could be. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
So the first disqualification would be the shaking disqualification. The second disqualification, we're going to come back to in a bit, but it's where the lechi starts above the ground, right? Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Gimel Yud. I brought it for you in Yud Zayin. Hirchiko me'akosel shalosh. If it's three tevach away from the wall, which we have to come back to, that we're not up to yet. The other part of it, oshik bio me'aretz shalosh. If you lift it three tevach from the ground, puzzle. The nigbia pachas b'shalosh. If it's less than three, as long as it reaches ten, kosher. But the disqualification because it is more than three tevach from the ground, according to the Mishnah Brura, shin samach gimel lamed hey, is the issue of gedim bokin bo. The goats can walk underneath it. That would disqualify a mechitza. It also disqualifies a lechi. I should note, we're going to see the Nesiva Shabbos, who's going to say it's for a different reason, but that's the statement of the Mishnah Berurah, is that it's because, just like mechitza is disqualified if it starts too high from the ground, so too lechi is disqualified if it starts too high from the ground. The third possibility, which the Nesiva Shabbos takes me all the way back to our discussions about Omi Rubal HaParis, Nesiva Shabbos in Chav Beis Ha'ara Yud Aleph, wonders whether we should also apply the concern for Parutz Rubal HaOmed to height, the way we do with Mechitzos. Remember we talked about the question of combining the gap in the Mechitza with the Mid'ad HaShamayim gap to disqualify the top of the Mechitza. So ostensibly, the same argument could be made regarding the Lechi, and that in fact is an argument I've seen made regarding not starting more than three tefach from the ground. Part of the discussion that I've seen that brought in because it's going to combine with what's out of the Rakia and destroy it that way. So there is such an idea, potentially. Okay. So what we said is the Lechi equals Mechitza. Not fully a Mechitza. It's not really a Mechitza such that you can't be Ma'ariv. But it is a Mechitza and it has disqualifications of a Mechitza. However, we also require some kind of general visibility heker. You right?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about in the case where we wouldn't have Gideon Boken, we just have Dog and Boken above that, it would still be possible according to that story, wouldn't it?
Ostensibly.
But the Gemara says that that's kosher.
One second. Say this again. If
you have a mechitza that's above Shlosh,
yeah.
Over water.
Right, so we had that discussion regarding mechitza, no? About the Dagim.
Right, but we say it's kosher, right?
Right, so the question was why? Right, that was your shiur, no? You talked about that, the dog.
Yeah, we talked about this idea of the avir.
Oh, you're asking about the avir combining.
We would have said that that's possible. That's fine.
Because that's a unique case in the sense that it's a case in which there is traffic going underneath it, but there's no gap. Dagi Bokimbo, there's no gap.
It's not avir.
I thought we were talking about that in the context of the plank on the side of a bridge, or the wall
right.
On the side of a bridge. That is off.
Oh, when you're having...
maybe I'm confusing cases.
Yeah, you're confusing me. He's asking the question of, when we talked about mechitza over water, and we had concerns for Doug and Bokenbo, why didn't we make the argument that the water below combines with the airspace above? To be the
I was assuming the wall was also floating.
But, what?
I was assuming the wall was floating over the water. It wasn't actually touching the water.
Right. But what are you kind of trying to combine? If your gap below the... oh no, that's not a problem. If your gap between the water and the mechitza is three tefach or less, you're fine. That's lovely.
But so it needs to be within three, just like the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that I think is true. Okay. So, here's the part that for me was interesting in this topic in particular, and that is that we require some kind of general visibility heker. Even though this isn't a Korah where we say that's all about visibility, nonetheless, some visibility is needed. And this is seen in Tosvos, Heyomid Beis. Tosvos is dealing with the question of a lechi that extends four amos across the entrance or into the gap of a mavui. So Tosvos writes, its source, Yud, Ches, Arba amos nidon mishum a mavui, if it extends sentence four amos in, then it's like a mavoi in its own right. This lechi, because it's four amos is sheer mavoi. Afil amanda amar lechi mishum mechitza. Even within the view that a lechi is a mechitza, dahayel olahoil yoser im so small, where I'd be very happy if your lechi is extending across the entrance to your mavoi. That's great. It's called a stima. It's a wall. Mikol makom heker ktsas po'inan. But we also need some element of heker involved. And what heker means, I'm going to come back to in a moment, but we need some form of heker. Granted that Rashi says that if you set it up as a lechi, then it's fine. Right, in this discussion about the lechi that extends four amos into the mavoi, he says it's only a problem if it's omed me'elav. But if you set it up, it's fine. Mikomakom yesh lomar gishum ad l'shem lechi yesh kol ve'ike heker. He says, yeah, because that's your heker. If you set it up as a lechi, everybody knows it's a lechi. He says,
like kol is in the human milka.
No. There's an awareness. Kol is an awareness. The funny thing is, actually, I had my conversation with Dokudin the other day about the Ottawa Eruv. And the situation in Ottawa is you have a citywide Eruv, which is designed to fit Rabbi Price's Shitos. And then you have three mini Eruvin around the city. So Dov is in charge of the mini Eruvin. And he mentioned to me that, you know, the way they do their mini Eruvin is the way they do the Eruv here. The way they do the Eruv here, for a lechi on a pole, they put a board. They, in many places, they'll actually put a wide board that's high enough, but also be wide. And the idea, of course, being that way, even if your wire shift sways, the pole leans, right, you're still going to be under it. So he said that the people who did the citywide one, there are places where they put their lechi, which the citywide Eruv uses. You want to do the door? Thank you. The citywide Eruv there uses lime and foil. It uses, not lime, tar running up the poles and foil stuck to it, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the shitos are and why they're doing that. But the point is, they put that over the boards because they don't recognize that lechi as a lechi. They're not thinking of that as a lechi. That's what he thinks is going on. In other words, it's not that they're doing it for redundancy. It's that they don't realize that the board there is a lechi, which makes me think of this, where he says, if we set it up as a lechi, everybody knows it's a lechi. Now, of course, we're dealing here with Hashem Mavoi and not thinking in terms of a city Eruv in which people don't even know where the Eruv is. But the idea that there's a kol automatically, lot of
you said that in the sense that they, not in a halachic way, they just don't even realize that that's
a lechi. They think it's a board that, you know, I don't know, some builder left it there or something. Yeah. So, but that's Tosis' statement is. The same idea that you need a heker is seen in the Rosh in Sukkah. Did I bring it on here? No, I decided not to. But the Rosh in Sukkah, Aleph Lamed Dalet, says that Lechi works for Mavoi. It doesn't work for Sukkah because Mavoi only needs a little heker. So the Pischazuta on that, Pischazuta Shin Samach Gimel Yudtes, it's page 75 of the Pischazuta PDF available on Hebrew Books, says that this is, even though we say Lechi is a Mechitza, nonetheless, what the Rosh is expressing is that in addition to Mechitza, we also need something of a Heker. Now,
say that again?
Even though
the Rosh says it doesn't work for Sukkah,
because you need a Heker.
Pischazuta flips that on his head.
And said, no. The Rosh says Lechi works for Mavoi, not for Sukkah, because Mavoi only needs a little Heker. So Pischazuta says, well, of course, that doesn't mean it's not a machitza. It is a machitza. It just needs a heker in addition.
But that doesn't help you. That's against the Rosh.
Yes. Because the Rosh, right, correct.
No, the
Rosh is still a problem.
Right, no, the Rosh would say what other Rosh formulate is that it's heker mishum machitza. That it's a heker by creating a pseudo wall. Right, meaning the different. Both of them are really heker. Right, or potentially, it's just that it's heker mishum
mechitza. Because we view it as a right.
Meaning we create a.
We call it a mechitza, but that's not good enough when it comes to.
Right, not a real mechitza, mechitza-like wall, right. Or alternatively, it's goder makom.
Right.
Or it's mechitza without goder makom, or goder makom without mechitza, whichever one you want. feel either way, just for fun.
Right.
But
right. Correct. Now. I believe so. So, of course, a lechi will count as mechitza if it has the necessary dimensions. No one's saying that, even without a heker. So, if your lechi, in fact, goes across enough of the entrance that it's now omen rubal aparutz, you're closed up anyway. You have a wall. It just won't be a lechi. But it's a wall. You've done better. Your mavli is now fully sasum. Congratulations, all you get in. But what exactly is the goal of this heker? So I haven't looked everywhere on this, but I did see what I believe are two different shitas. One is a comment of the Meiri on Daf Hayamud Beis. The Meiri in Sursiyat Tess, where we say Velechi Zemanicho Letzad Ha'achir, it's talking about where on one side you have the wall protruding too far. So you take a lechi, you put a lechi on the other side. Wrote Salomar, but also outside Shein Bobalita, the side that doesn't extend 4 amos into the Rishasa, into the Mabui. Vimratza Lahamido Samoch Leblita, what if you want to put it by the 4 amos? So Yeshanebo, just change it, Lazozo Gavo Minablita, to make it higher than the blita. O kutzer, hey mena, or narrower than the blita. O abami mena, or thicker than the blita. O dakmi mena, or thinner. And we're going to come back to the dimensions and all that. We have to get to that. But the point I wanted to show you is the end. She hey nikar shalashem lechi nasa. It has to be identifiable that this was made to be a lechi. That's what heker means. That people have to know this is here as a lechi. The Chazanish says something that I think is different in source Chav. The Chazanish writes, it's page 205 in the PDF. This is a different Chazanish. 205 is what we're going to get to next. But the Chazanish says something different. He says, "Benimshach arba amos ein kan psul de'eino nira." He says, the problem of a lechi that extends 4 amos into the Chalah HaMavoi is not, I don't see it. Right? The Shabri Mikri Nira, Be'im Bifnim, Be'im Bechutz, I'm pretty sure you can see it when it extends for 4 amos, inside or outside. The Lefichach Kosher B'Pas, and that's why Pas works. That's Arba Amos, Be'ino Nira Rakmi Bechutz. Benim Shachar Ba'amos, right? We'll get to Pasen hopefully next week, but you can't tell me that the 4 amos thing doesn't work, you can't see it. So what do I need a lechi at the end for? Ela belechi bo'inen hekera du mishtamesh lesiman uleheker ligmar hamavli. It's not that I have to be able to see that this is there. It's not that I have to see that it's there as a lechi. It's that I have to see that this is the end of the mavli. Which makes sense, because of, you know, what our point is.
And this is, I think, what some of the other part I'm saying. It's not the mechitza. It's a heker, which works by creating the beginning of the mechitza.
Right.
Right, that it's not an actual mechitza. It's just that we, instead of using the mechanism of pure heker, like Korah,
right,
we say, let's start the wall, and that's a symbolic wall. That's what it means. Heker mishum mechitza.
And I think this fits with something I didn't bring you on the sheet. I think I got tired of retyping stuff. But but if you look at the Chazanish, Samach Hei Samach. It's Samach Hei, Samach. If you look at the Nisir Shabbos, he has for some reason Tess as a typo there. But it's Samach is the one you want. It's page 205 of the PDF Chazanish Moed on Hebrew books. He says, if you have a Moed that goes to a river, you can use good asik of the river as your lechi. What are you talking about? Where's your heker? Right? But I think that fits his concept of why you need a heker. It's to mark the end of the mavli, right? A river does that. Right.
He says specifically to use it as a lechi or a mechitza.
So I think he uses it as a lechi. That's certainly the way Nesivos Shabbos reads it. Yeah.
Because we had a case in the Rav Mavoy that's Kalabiyam.
Right.
Kalabiyam.
Right. We talked about Gurasik as a wall,
right.
But the Nesivos Shabbos is reading it dafka as lechi. The Nesiva Shabbos is, if I find it quickly, I will tell you. If I don't find it quickly, I will not. But he quoted this Chazanish, and I was like, really? That was very impressive. And yeah, there it is. The Nesiva Shabbos is Ha'ar Nun. Ayin Chazanish, Shekasem b'mavoy ha'kol l'nar, v'yesh gesher l'nar v'einu b'miluo, o samakam shen shem gesher nidam kelechi mishum gurasik. That's what he thinks. Yeah. Okay, so what does this heker have to look like? When you say that I need a heker, what does this heker have to look like? So the Nesiva Shabbos, and this I mentioned earlier, suggests, this Nesiva Shabbos is Chav Beis Harayud Beis, suggests that the lechi has to start within 3 tefach of the ground, not because of the Kiyas Gidiyim that we mentioned above, but rather because you want to have a heker. If it's starting too high off of the ground, it won't be a heker. Interesting idea. It should be near the wall. Right, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Samach Gimel Vav, I brought it for you in Chaf Aleph. Tzarech Shlo Yehalach Yirach Menakosel Gimel Tefachim. It should be no more than three tefach away from the wall. Why shouldn't it be more than three tefach away from the wall? So there are three different explanations that are offered. The first explanation that's offered is Rabbeinu Yehonah's son on the Rif. And Rabbeinu Yehonah's son writes, I brought it in Chaf Beis. Shemayim Ruchak Menakosel Shlosha Asya Avir Da'aykisim Avalilu. Because if it's more than three tefach away from the wall, you can have a situation in which you have a significant gap between it and the wall. It's not going to be erased by lavud, and it can combine with the airspace on the other side and be mevatel your lechi. Lechi is like a mechitza; it can become batel like a mechitza. Aviru dahaygisu dahaygisu. That's what Rabbi Yonah said, right? Which of course raises the question: what if there's no such concern? Right? What if my lechi is, you know, seven tefach across? Yes, there's four tefach over here, and there's another two tefach on the other side. I'm still good. Right? But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Tosfos in Erevin is taken one way in the Machitz and the Machitz HaShekel. The Nesiv HaShabbos takes it another way. Frankly, I didn't understand how the Nesiv HaShabbos read him. But what Tosfos actually writes in Chav Gimel is the following. V'osef pas shalosh amos. V'tzarech lechi achir. You need another lechi, aside from the pas. Da'ai pas lo mahani holo muflog menakotel shalosh. This pas is no good. It's three away from the wall. I think he means three amos, because it's a shalosh, not shalosha. But d'amar lekaman de lo abi lechi. And we're going to say later on that it won't be valid as a lechi. So Tosfos writes that it's too far from the wall, it won't be a lechi. Now, the Nesiv HaShabbos in Chaf Beis Nun Dalet says what he's saying is it's a problem of Gideon Bokin. It's away from the wall. We have Gideon Bokin Bo as a concern below. Now we have a concern with Gideon Bokin Bo Minatzad. I don't know what to do with this line in the Nesiv HaShabbos. I don't understand how he read it. It's not the way the Machatz HaShekel read this Tosfos. Because this Tosfos is quoted in the Magen Avraham in Shin Samach Gimel Hey. He quotes it. And the Machatz HaShekel makes the following comment. The Magen Avraham just quotes this Tosfos as the reason why it has to be within three tefach of the wall, because Tosfos doesn't like it. Right? So Machatz HaShekel writes, V'atam tzarech lomar, his point is you need a heker. If it's far from the wall, like a heker klal, it won't be visible. Like a kara that's not resting on the wall. Granted that kara and lechi have different rules and different heker requirements, there's something of a resemblance. So the Machatz HaShekel takes the position that it's because of heker. The nafkamina will be again if the lechi is more than three tefach wide. Right? According to Rabbeinu Yonah's son, I have a problem. According to Tosfos, within the view of the Machatz HaShekel, or within the view of the Nesiv HaShabbos, either way, it's still going to matter. L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura, I brought you in Shin Samach Gimel Chav Beis, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel Tes, say to be machbid for the position of Tosfos. The Aruch HaShulchan's language sounds like he agrees with Tosfos, the issue is fundamentally heker. This is an outgrowth of our heker requirement. Make sure that it is near the wall. Clear? What's wrong?
No, I just want to see that.
Okay. It should also have wall on the opposite side of the mavli. In other words, if this is our table here, if this is our U, if I'm putting the lechi over here, then there has to be wall opposite it on the other side. Okay, this becomes a big issue in certain cases. But that's the idea. This is based on Erev and Ches Amud based, but I didn't bring you the Gemara in Erev, and I just brought you the tour with the statement of the uneven, what do you do in the case of the uneven walls? It's source Chavav. I went to town on the sources here. You got like 60 something sources. Mavoi Shetzi, you never need to say it for again. Mavoi Shetzi, though, Echad Aruch Ve'Echad Katzer. If you have a Mavoi, and one end of the Mavoi is long, and the other end of the Mavoi is short, right? I have an uneven U. Afilu Ein Hatzada Aruch, other Ode Palakatzer Arba Amos, even if the long side is not more than four Amos beyond the short side, dot. Vim Hamid Lechi Be'emza HaMavoi. If I put the Lechi at the midpoint of, or it doesn't mean literally the midpoint, but somewhere long, in the event that there is another chatzer beyond this lechi, that's not the piece of the tour that I wanted. I'm not sure why I brought that piece of the tour. What I wanted to show was that he actually suggests. And this, you know what? It doesn't matter. That's why I brought it. The point of the tour was not that. The tour raised the issue of the walls of the Mavoi being uneven. The tour's own suggestion is simply place a kora at the short end, or a tsuras ha-pesach on an angle. That's really all that matters in this tour. I'm not even sure why I brought the second piece of it. The point.
Say to do the lechis directly opposite each other.
No, he wants a tsuras ha-pesach on an angle. He wants a kora at the short end. And the question is, why didn't he bring lechi? And the Beis Yosef and the Bach have a machlokis on this. The Beis Yosef writes in Chavzayin, Umash Kasav Avolam Yirtze Yasa Sham Shuva Tzuras HaPesach Ba'alachso, and he says, make it Tzuras HaPesach on an angle, Kein Kasav Sham HaRosh B'Shem HaRaivet, that's the Rosh, his father, quoting the Raivet, V'Rav HaMagi B'Shem HaRosh Ba, D'Bitzuras Pesach Moda Rav HaDavid Ba'alachso, D'Lekuli Amah Pesach Mishum Mechitza, we're good with that, because the wall at an angle would be good, Tzuras HaPesach is working as a wall, we're fine. The Nirulach Ara Dua Din Lachayayim. The Beis Yosef says, I think it should work if you put two lachis also. Da Kamal al lachim Mishum Mechitza. Unehid Echad Lachi Lo Shari Elenocho Vyosher. The one lachi won't work to do this, because the lachi will only work directly opposite it if it's a straight line to the wall. But if I'm putting it at the end of the long side, there is no wall on the other side. But if I have two lechis and they're on an angle, you can work until the hypotenuse. That's what you'll do. You'll work up until you hit the angle line. As long as you don't have a distance of more than 10 amos between them. But he says, I got a problem. Dim Kane, if that were really valid as an approach, he should have said so. He didn't need to mention Tzuras HaPesach. Tell me, I can do Tzuras HaChayayim, and of course I can do Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, Shnei L'Chayayim, Heim V'Kana Gabayin. It's Tzuras HaChayayim plus. V'efsher, Da'ava Gav, Tzuras HaChayayim, Mishum Mechitza Heim, Lo Mahani Kamu Tzuras HaPesach. K'da'ashkan, Da'barachav Yosef, Yeser, Lo Mahani, Shnei L'Chayayim, Mahani Tzuras HaPesach. He says, you know why? Because maybe Shnei L'Chayayim does not work. Maybe the fact that the Tzuras HaPesach can do that doesn't mean that two lechis can do it. After all, two lechis won't work if there are more than 10 amos between them. So too, two lechayim will not work here. And that seems to be his conclusion. I don't like two lechayim.
Regardless of whether it's more than 10.
Correct. Yeah. Even less than 10. The Bach, on the other end, does accept the two lechayim. The Bach writes in Chavches, Ulefi zed davka Tzuras HaPesach mahani. It's specifically Tzuras HaPesach that works. Avol shnei lechayim lo mahani. Two lechis will not work. Av agav lechayim mishum mechitza. Even though they act as mechitza. I'm sorry, he says they do not work. Mikomakum, but yes, meyaser lo mahani el tzuras ha-pesach. Assuming it's more than 10, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Avo bein, but yes, meyaser mahani l'chayayim. But if it's not 10 amos, two lachis are fine. V'chein mefurish dibur ma'aram shevi arash merkitz v'chitz ma'aram b'din lachis shemit b'emtza mavoi tibil chayayim yechol l'chalko. You can use two lachis to split the mavoi as long as it's not more than eser. And the fact that it's on an angle does not bother him in the least.
That's the whole context here is alachso?
Yes. That's the, because it's talking about where the mavoi is of uneven length. That's their whole point. So the Shulchan Aruch, when we get down to what the Shulchan Aruch recommends, he says, like the tour, place the kora at the end of the short side, or do it Tzuras HaPesach diagonally. The Mishneh Berurah, which I brought you here, Shin Samach Gimel Kuf Chav Hei, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Samach Gimel Nun Aleph, suggest the reason why you can't use the Tula Chayayim is our Heker issue. The Mishneh Berurah I brought you here in Chav Tes says, Im yamed lechi echad etzal aruch, lechad echad etzal katzar, einen molin lishtamish ba'alachson, v'afilo haya alachson, yosem yeser amos. No good to work on a diagonal, even if the diagonal is not more than 10 amos. Sha'av sha'lechi einu mishum heker bilvad, ela mishum mechitza. Grant that lechi isn't only about heker. Mikomakom lechi shemitzad aruch, einu mo alahati lishtamish etzlo. Still, the lechi on the long end will not work. Because the lechi that's on the short side only works for what's directly opposite it, you need some element of heker is the message that he's given. So the another application of Heker is to be opposite real world. The last application of Heker, I'm going to say outside, just because I want to complete this subtopic. And that is that the Lechi... Well, you know what? I can't. This is it. That it should be visible to the inside and the outside. Okay, I'm going to do it in brief. The idea that the Lechi should be visible to the inside and the outside is also a function of Heker. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, I wrote it for you in Source Lamed, that Lechatchila, you should make it visible to everybody inside and outside. That's your Lechatchila. The Gemara in Ervin, Ervin Tesamit Beis on Yudav and Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Gimel Tes, say that B'diavad, it's valid even if it's not visible to both inside and outside. The Pisla Zuta, Shin Samach Gimel Yates, says it works because all we really need is some Heker. I brought you the line in Chaf Aleph.
Oh, meaning both. At least one side.
Yeah, at least one side has to see, because it has to be visible to somebody.
I thought you said no.
Right, that's the idea. Which leads to the question, what if it's visible outside, but not opposite the entrance to the Mavoi at all? Like you have a U-shape, where the Lechi extends vertically from one arm of the U, is the Nesiva Shabbos' diagram in Chav Beis Ha'aramem Vav. So Rashi says that works, and this goes back to your question from the beginning. Yeah. Right? Rashi, Ervin Tesson Beis, says that works. Even though it's visible only outside and not opposite the entrance to the Mavui. Tosfos there, though, as well as the Rush, they know it does not work. We're going to come back to that question a little bit when we talk about the Lechi that's wider than the wall. So we'll have to discuss that there, too. What if it's visible outside, but only to people who stand behind the wall? Achori Akosel, meaning you have a U shape, and the Lechi extends horizontally outward from one arm of the U. Right? It's letter tough. Essentially. So the Nesiva Shabbos says that will work for anybody. No one is going to accept that. It has to be visible. Again, different views, and I said this very fast. One view is, the Chathila is, it should be visible inside the Mavli, it should be visible outside the Mavli. Rashi Shita is, everybody agrees that if it's visible to only one, B'dievet, it will be fine. However, Rashi says, visible to the outside includes where it's visible even to people who are not directly opposite the entrance to the Mavoi. Tosfos says, I only want it to be visible to people who are opposite the entrance to the Mavoi. Visible beyond that doesn't help me. Rashi is willing to go beyond that. However, where no one is willing to go is where it's visible to people who are standing all the way around the wall so that they can see it, but nobody else is able to view it, that nobody is going to accept, according to the Sefer Shabbos in Chav Beis Mem Vav. So that's another application of the Heker point. God willing, so we've seen which applications already. We've seen that it need not be, we said that applications of it being a Heker are the need to rely on it from before Shabbos, right? It needs to be visibly different from the rest. I'm jumping to other stuff. Again, the application of it being a Heker is that it should be near the wall. Potentially, this is the reason why it has to start from the ground or with the three tefach of the ground. It needs to have a wall on the opposite side of the Mavoi, and it should be visible inside and outside. Those are the four applications of being a Heker. What we need to talk about next is if the Lechi was not created to serve as a Lechi, right, the Lechi Omid Me'elav, and that discussion, as well as the physical composition of the Lechi, the thickness, the substance, the height, the maximum length, you know, all that we'll have to come back to, I guess, God willing, next Friday, and as well, I want to fit into next Friday, Korah and Pas, and hopefully that will be a complete unit. Shkayach.